face.
My friend Billy has the chicken pox, and he can't play with me.
Oh, serious bummer. You know what'll cheer you up? One of my world-famous homemade ice cream sandwiches.
All right!
What are you guys doing?
Oh, I'm making Brendan one of my world-famous ice cream sandwiches. Want one?
Ice cream sandwich? Yeah, that does sound pretty good.
You want rye or whole wheat? I got sourdough.
Hey, Dad, how you doing?
Well, frankly, I've had a tough day and I'm beat.
Oh. Well, I was going to ask you if I could learn to play a musical instrument, but you're probably too tired to talk, so I'll just assume the answer is yes and I'll leave you alone.
Wow. Okay, whoa, wait a minute. Al, we have to talk about this.
Dad, I really, really want to learn a musical instrument.
Yeah, but Al, you really, really want things, and then you really, really lose interest.
Dad, this is different. I mean, I've got music. My soul. You've heard me hum. Please, Dad.
All right, you can take up a musical instrument. But you have to promise to really, really stick with it.
I promise. I'll practice every day until I'm a pro.
All right, it's a deal.
Thanks, Dad. I'm gonna go rent some drums.
Okay. Drums! Why do I let him talk to me when I'm tired?
Slow boy. You seen my mom?
What's the matter? Diaper riding up on you again?
Huggy humor. A step up for you. Listen, I have to ask her to take me downtown tomorrow for my road test.
Road test? As in driver's license? Whoa, you must be stoked.
JT, any dim-witted buffoon can get a driver's license. Which means even you've got a shot.
I know I'll be a better driver than you. I mean, after all, you're a girl.
Oh, go club your dinner to death.
Hey, Dad, guess what? Dana's getting her driver's license.
Oh, terrific.
Thanks for your enthusiasm.
Teenage drivers are the worst.
How can you say that?
When I was a teenage driver, I was the worst in the world. I smashed up my dad's car twice. No, three times if you count the time I hit it with mom's car.
I can understand your concern, but you don't have to worry about my driving because, unlike JT, I'm... what's the word I'm looking for? Smart. Hi, guys. Mom, can you take me downtown tomorrow for my road test?
Oh, tomorrow? Oh, Dana, I can't. I've got a killer schedule at the beauty shop. Maybe Frank can take you. He's got to go down there anyway, renew his license.
Great. And I can even drive.
Wait a minute. You're going to drive me?
Yeah. And if my driving makes you nervous, you can just close your eyes.
That's what I do.
Oh, she's kidding.
Aren't you?
Driving is not a right. Driving is a privilege. And that's why getting a driver's license is...
an awesome responsibility, not to be taken lightly. The white zone is for passenger loading and unloading only. Frank, please, give it a rest.
I just want you to pay attention. Now, I'll leave you alone. Fine. Car on the left, car on the left.
Frank, I need some music. Oh.
Fine.
Heartbreak Highway, best thing to let me know. But now I'm doing fine.
Who sold you this truck, Dwight Yoakam?
Stop, Sam. Stop, Sam.
Relax. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, now here's a good test for you. Two cars reach an intersection at the same time. Who has the right-of-way?
The one with the bigger car?
Dana, I'm not kidding.
Okay, the one on the right. Satisfied?
I just want you to pay attention.
I am paying attention. Oh, look at that jerk throwing a soda can out the window. Hey, dog brains, that's a $50 fine!
Yeah, how you doing, Reverend?
Well, here I go. Wish me luck.
Good luck, Dana. I hope you pass. Not. Hi, I gotta renew my driver's license.
This expired yesterday. You'll have to take the written test again.
A test. I thought I just had to fill out a form.
That's if you came in yesterday. Today, you have to take the test.
Come on. You can bend the rules a little, just one little day.
I guess you think our rules are a big joke, huh, fella?
No.
You probably think the state of Wisconsin just owes you a driver's license.
Well, no, as a matter of fact, I was telling my stepdaughter on
the way. The pencils are over there, pretty boy.
All right. What's with the attitude?
I've seen your type before. Smart college guy who thinks he knows all the answers.
Hey, just because I went to college doesn't mean I'm smart. Give me the test.
Ooh, test number 4. Good luck.
Hello, number 4. So, how many can I miss and still pass?
7.
Oh, this is going to be easier than I thought.
First one's wrong.
Oh, big deal, so I missed 1.
That's 2.
All right. Two.
And baby makes 3.
I missed 3?
4, 5, 6. Pick up sticks.
Oh, come on now. Now, who drives 15 miles an hour through a hospital zone?
People who believe in the laws of this country.
Frank, I passed the test. I am now a licensed driver.
That's 7 and 8. You fail.
Frank, you failed the test? I thought everyone passed the written test.
Not everybody. Not Joy Boy.
Let me ask you something. What kind of fine are we talking if I deck you?
Last guy paid $1,500.
Yeah, that's worth it.
I just think it's great that you are so dedicated to your art. But isn't it time for a little break?
No way, Carol. I don't want my dad to think I'm a quitter.
Al, we're not talking about quitting. We're just talking about taking a little break until I pass on.
trying to tell me?
Look, Al, don't take this the wrong way, but you're really bad. Take a hike, Barbie. Ken's looking for you.
You say I look like a doll?
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Hey, everybody, I got my license.
Oh, I knew you would. That's terrific.
Now, guess who lost his?
I can take the test again on Monday.
Brooke, what happened?
Now, honey, I was one measly day late renewing my license, and I had to take the written test again, and I missed a couple questions.
Eight.
Eight?
Honey, the guy had it in for me. He gave me the hardest test. Look, number four. I mean, look, what is the speed limit when approaching a railroad crossing?
15 miles an hour.
Yeah, no, see, it's 15 miles an hour. Well, fine, it's easy when you're not under any pressure.
Mom, can I borrow your car? I want to drive to the library.
Sure, honey.
Dana, don't take Maple. It's under construction. There's a lot of potholes.
Ah. That's good advice, Frank. But it would carry so much more weight if it came from a licensed driver.
Oh, come on, guys. Frank feels bad enough as it is losing his license like this. He feels like a moron, an idiot, a loser, don't you, Frank?
I do now. Al, remember what I said about sticking to things? Well, that's always true, except when it's not. Say, for instance, you don't enjoy something, you know, like, oh, I don't know, help me out here, Carol.
The drums?
Oh, good example, good. Yeah, like, let's say you don't enjoy something like the drums. You should quit.
No way! I love playing the drums. I never want to quit.
Never? Ever?
Well, I wanted to quit the first day, but then I remember what Dad said about sticking to things. And now drumming is my life! Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Carol, I gotta get out of here. I need something at the hardware store. Will you drive me?
I can. I have a full schedule at the beauty shop. I know somebody who can.
When a man loves a woman, then he depends on nothing else. He'll thank the world for the good thing he's found.
Maybe you shouldn't sing while you drive. And maybe you should just keep your mind on the road, okay?
I can handle it, Frank. I can also walk and chew gum at the same time. Impressive, huh?
I just think you should concentrate when you drive.
Concentrate on what? We're on a quiet street in a small Wisconsin town. What am I going to hit, a runaway cheese wheel?
Dana, look out! It's okay, it's okay. We didn't hit anything. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hey, Dana, there's a demolition derby this weekend. You gonna enter?
3 days and she still won't drive. If I had my license, you couldn't drag me out of the car.
Of course, when Dana drives, everyone has to be dragged out of the car. Oh! Aren't you gonna insult me back?
What's the point?
It's no fun if you don't fight back. Come on, take a shot. Tell me how stupid I am.
JT, you're as dumb as a post.
Thanks, Al. It's just not the same coming from you.
Oh, Carol. I passed my test. I got my license.
Good work, Frank.
Oh, Dana, I got my driver's license.
Frank?
But I'm not going to use it or anything.
Dana, I saw in the paper there's a Woody Allen movie playing downtown. Why don't you take the car and go see it tonight?
Why bother? All Woody Allen films are about the same thing. How we're at the mercy of a capricious universe. How we never know when the sky will fall. How at any moment fate could deal us a bad hand. I don't need a movie to tell me that.
I thought Bananas was a comedy.
Dana, did you say no to the movie because you don't want to see it or because you don't want to drive there?
I don't want to drive anywhere, ever again.
Dana, let me tell you something. When I first graduated from beauty school,
Mom, is this another hairdressing as a metaphor for life story?
Just listen. When I first graduated from beauty school, I thought I was really hot stuff. Then one day, this woman walks into the beauty shop and says she wants her hair cut short. And I thought, hey, this is a piece of cake. So I cut a little off the top and a little off the sides. Then I cut a little more off the top and a little more off the sides. When I finished, she looked like a bowling ball with lips. I never wanted to pick up a pair of scissors again.
But, Mom, driving is more serious. I mean, there's no organized group, Mothers Against Bad Haircuts.
Of course it's more serious. Look, maybe this was a good thing. You had a close call, but nobody got hurt. You got off with a warning.
I just can't believe I made such a stupid mistake. I must be a real idiot.
Oh, Dana, you are not an idiot. You are a smart girl. But being a smart person and a smart driver are two different things.
But, Mom, I'm really scared about driving.
Well, that's good, because you were cocky before, and look what happened.
So what do I do now?
Well, the way I see it, you have two choices. One, you could deal with your fear, realize you made a mistake, and get behind the wheel again. Or you could depend on other people to drive you around the rest of your life. JT is getting his license soon. I'm sure you could depend on him. I mean, you two are so close.
Mom, I know exactly what you're trying to do. That's working. You're right. I should give driving another shot. Thanks.
Where are you going?
Upstairs. To see JT.
Hey, Pinhead! I'm back!
Nice going, honey. I heard the whole thing. I love that beauty school story.
Thank you.
The best thing just happened. Pam Willis got an electric guitar. We're starting a metal band! See, her sister is a really strong screamer.
No, Al. Where is this metal band gonna practice?
Well, here, of course.
Al, come here, sit down. I want to talk to you.
Is this another Life is a Construction Site story?
Well, no, of course not. Al, when I first graduated from beauty school, I thought I was really hot stuff. And then one day this lady came in